after 70 weeks of years, I hope that you won't get caught in all the numerics and the statistics and the things that have to do with the technicality of it. It's not that difficult. I hope you won't lose sight of why I'm doing this. I have one main reason for doing this. For 21 years on these trips, I have gone around to our churches, over 700 of them. And in order to facilitate what I was presenting, I would put this chart that you see on the screen up there. I'd put it up there because that's what they're all familiar with, where you have a 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the first 3.5 years, that is supposed to be a time of peace for 3.5 years. In most of our churches, they teach the rapture will occur at the beginning of the tribulation period. That's the vast majority of our churches and preachers. And then they teach there'll be a period of about 3.5 years of peace. That's the first 1,260 days of the tribulation period. And then they teach there'll be a second 3.5 years where there'll be a time of great tribulation where all heck's going to break loose. Now, I've done that for 21 years as I've done my lectures across the country. I did not lie. I did not use deceit. I would put this graph up on the screen showing the 7 years of tribulation, and I would show the 3.5 years and the 3.5 years divided into two sections. But I would never, 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 never talk about the first 3.5 years. I didn't talk about it because it really doesn't exist. And I knew when I started doing these lectures, if I ever told people that I didn't believe we were waiting for the 7 weeks of Daniel's to begin, but were waiting for the last 1,335 days to begin, that I would be discredited, laughed at, mocked, and ridiculed. And I had some things I wanted people to hear that I thought God meant for me to present. And I knew if I presented what I'm presenting here, that it would cause a lot of trouble and a lot of people would never have me in their church. It's not heresy. It's not New Lighterism. It has nothing to do with salvation, baptism, the church, or the Lord's Supper. But it has everything to do with prophecy. Now, am I showing you all this because I just want people to know I'm right, right? I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. They're wrong, they're wrong, they're wrong. No, I give you my word before the Lord. That is not the reason. I really believe that what I'm presenting to you is the truth. In the middle of the 1800s, there arose a new set of teachers, primarily out of the charismatic movement. Not charismatic, what you call the evangelical movement. It began in the early 1800s. Around 1830, when so many different splinter groups began to break off, so many different new cults arose, then this teaching suddenly evolved. And everybody started using these charts of 7 years with 2 half sections, 1 half 3.5 years, 1 half 3.5 years. And they based it on Daniel 9:27. As far as I'm concerned, it's absolutely, totally incorrect. And before the evangelical movement began, great preachers like B.H. Carroll and another fellow named Robinson and Barnes, I mean a whole slew of preachers from many different beliefs, believed that Jesus had already fulfilled the first part of this, and that what we were waiting for was not the last 7 years of tribulation, but that Jesus had already fulfilled most of the first of the 3.5 years of Daniel's last week. It's true. He did. You say, well, now, Brother McElmurray, you're saying that very definitely. I am saying it definitely because he did. I'm quite certain of it. Well, why present it? Just to show that I'm smart? No. Because I know we don't have 3.5 years apiece. And so what's going to happen, a lot of our churches and a lot of our people are going to keep waiting for the Antichrist to show up. They believe when the Antichrist shows up and signs a peace treaty, that they've got 3.5 years, even if the rapture doesn't occur when he signs it. Most of our preachers and most of our churches in the Missionary Baptist work believe the rapture occurs at the first of the week, and that's their right. I don't have any problem with that. Then they believe that we're whisked out of here just as soon as the peace treaty is signed, the Antichrist is revealed, and we go up. A lot of them don't even believe we'll see him. Then they believe 3.5 years of peace. The only problem is there is no 3.5 years of peace, because this is going to begin abruptly and quickly and suddenly. That's why I'm telling you all this. We're not going to have 3.5 years to play with. So a lot of the people that believe the rapture will occur at the first of the week, they say, well, it really doesn't matter, because once Jesus comes, once the Antichrist comes, when he signs a peace treaty, we'll know that within 3.5 years we're going to be raptured. That's an illusion. It just isn't true. Because I'm presenting this to show you what preachers in the Baptist ranks in mass believed before this false teaching arose in the middle of the 1800s. I've already gone through and showed you Daniel 9:24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. This whole discourse is everything that Jesus, Messiah the Prince, was going to do. I've already gone through large segments of this diagram. We have Daniel's 70 weeks of years. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Well, that's a total of 70 times 7, or 490 years. Each week is 7 years long. 7 times 70 is 490. 483 years were fulfilled when Jesus was baptized in A.D. 27. That is exactly what Daniel told us would happen. From the commandment of Artaxerxes Longimanus to rebuild Jerusalem in 457 B.C. until Christ was baptized in 27 A.D., there were exactly 483 years, leaving 7 years or 1 week to be fulfilled. So then what happened? Jesus, Messiah the Prince, fulfilled another 3 prophetic years in 105 days before he was cut off, before he was crucified. So we only have 1,335 days left to be fulfilled. That's that mysterious number that so many people have trouble with over in the last chapter of Daniel, where it says, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335th day. What I'm saying is, we don't have a nice 3.5 year cushion after the peace treaty is signed. It's going to be sudden and abrupt. If you take the 1,185 days that Jesus fulfilled, that means we have 1,335 days left to go. 1,185 days plus 1,335 days equals 22,520 days is equal to 7 years. We do not have 7 years. We only have 1,335 days. 483 years plus 7 years equals 490 years. So we had 70 weeks of years up till the time of the beginning of the millennial reign. Now Jesus came, and all of a sudden the timetable stopped right here when Jesus was cut off. And what we're waiting for is not the last 3.5 years, but the last 1,335 days. I spent a great deal of time on this. 483 years were fulfilled when Jesus was baptized in A.D. 27. He fulfilled another 3 prophetic years in 105 days before he was cut off. We only have 1,335 days left to be fulfilled. 1,185 days plus 1,335 days equals 2,520 days equals 7 years, and Jesus has already fulfilled 1,185 days. Now, what's going to happen? Syria will sign a peace treaty, but will attack Israel 75 days later to begin the last 1,260 days, 3.5 years of the tribulation period. The abomination of desolation will set up 1,290 days after Syria signs the peace treaty. And that 1,290 days is another mysterious number that nobody seems to know what to do with in the same last chapter in immediate vicinity of where the 1,335 days are located. So in Daniel 9:25, we've already covered that. We covered Daniel 9:24 and 9:25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, 483 years. The street shall be built again in the wall, even in troublous times. I stopped on this chart last week. I showed you this chart. I showed you the commandment of Artaxerxes Longimanus to build Jerusalem in 457 B.C. I showed you the baptism of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, in 27 A.D. That was 483 years. Then I talked about the 1,185 days of his ministry, 3+ years, and I showed you how Messiah was cut off in 30 A.D. 483 years were fulfilled when Jesus was baptized in A.D. 27. That left 7 years to be completed. He completed 1,185 days of that 7 years. So we're not waiting for a seven-year tribulation period. We're waiting for a tribulation period of 1,335 days. In Daniel 9, 25a and 26a, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks." Notice "from" and "unto." From the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. In other words, 483 years. That's precisely and exactly what happened. From here unto here on this chart, from the commandment of Artaxerxes Longobardus to build Jerusalem until the baptism of the Messiah, that's when he began his earthly ministry in 27 AD, was 483 years, or 69 weeks of years. Now notice what he says next in 26a, Daniel 9, 26a. And after 62 weeks, now he's continuing the narrative, you had 7 weeks and 62 weeks, that's 69 weeks, and when he says, and after 62 weeks, he naturally includes the 7 weeks in it, and after 69 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. 69 weeks, 483 years, pass between from and unto. About 1,185 days after the unto, Messiah was cut off. He was crucified. We are not waiting for the last week of Daniel's prophecy. We're not waiting for the last 7 years of Daniel's prophecy. We're waiting for the last 1,335 days. Now, I covered all that last time we covered this on Wednesday night. Now, let's take a look at this. Now, I wish more people believed this. A lot of people reject it. I'm telling you, this is the truth. I've been your pastor here for 27 years, and this is one thing I am absolutely positive on. Now, other things in prophecy, I tell you, and I'll tell you, this is just my opinion, but this I'm absolutely positive on. Could I be wrong? Why, sure, but I just don't see how. You see, this is not a new teaching. This teaching was the common, ordinary teaching before the evangelicals in the middle of the 1800s began to teach that the he in Daniel 9:27 was the Antichrist. It is not. So let's just take a look at some things and compare some things. What did Messiah the Prince say would happen after he was cut off? Well, Messiah the Prince is the Lord Jesus Christ. So what did Messiah the Prince say would happen after he was cut off? Okay, let's take a look in the New Testament and see what Messiah the Prince, Jesus Christ, said would happen after he was crucified, after he was cut off. Matthew 23:39 to Matthew 24:2. "For I, Messiah the Prince, say unto you, ye shall not see me, Messiah the Prince, henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he, Messiah the Prince, that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, Messiah the Prince, went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him, Messiah the Prince, for to show him, Messiah the Prince, the buildings of the temple." Now let's see what Messiah the Prince said.